topic of our exploration for the last 6 months. And this year, as of January or so, we decided that we would like to apply this approach, this integral approach, which is actually being discovered, to some real circumstances in Oroville, and to perhaps offer this platform for discovery of how we move forward in Oroville towards a more integral approach to something like the international zone, for example, which tends to get bogged down in the architectural approach or the international cultural approach from a particular cultural point of view. And obviously the mother intended the international zone to be the key to learning, to education. She invited the cultures of the world to come to Oroville and get to know each other in a living way. Now, there was nothing particularly esoteric about that from my point of view. She said that this would be a learning opportunity for the nations to discover their souls in the context of exposure to each other. And so there's this idea of unity in diversity, where diversity is the major, the dominant key, and unity is discovered through that diversity. It's not assumed to be something that we that pre-exists in our spiritual consciousness, but something that is known through its manifestation. That's a philosophical approach. So as we were introducing ourselves to the international zone question, we had initially a presentation from Peter, which was largely from the architectural standpoint, because a lot of work has been done through the years. There have been conferences, and I think probably the architectural approach has been so far the main one to grasping this international zone. But actually, it has many, many dimensions. And perhaps if we find an approach to understanding it that is more integral and multidimensional, we can facilitate its realization. We can participate in the manifestation of that that vision, that line of force, which is somehow the key to unity. And then Peter is also a close associate of Dreamcatchers, and Dreamcatchers is also trying to grasp Oroville as a whole. And so we thought that a kind of marriage, or at least a short affair, between the University of Human Unity group and the Dreamcatchers group might be productive. That's the biological approach. So we've invited Peter to organize this, and maybe you can take it a few words farther.
Yeah, just a few things to add on. I found, having gone through the Dreamcatcher experience, or now since